I've told you the story before about two small boys who were staying over the weekend with their grandmother. Like some grandmothers, she was inclined to spoil them. Well, when it came time to go to sleep, both boys knelt down by their beds to say their prayers. The older one said his prayer silently, but the younger one asked God in a very loud voice to give him a number of items. It sounded like a shopping list from a toy store. When they both finished, his elder brother said to him, "There's no need to shout, you know. Grandma is not, God is not deaf." "I know," replied his younger brother, "but Grandma is." Now, I'm telling you this little story about prayer because it's something that arises quite naturally from the gospel today. A leper comes to Jesus, kneels before him, and asks to be healed. He beseeches, he petitions, he prays to Jesus for healing. One of the first questions that people ask is, does asking God for something work? Will it do any good? And because the question is such an obvious one, people are afraid of asking it for fear of being thought silly or even lacking in faith. But it's a good question. And asking questions is never a bad policy. It's far better ask questions than not to. And providing that we're willing to listen to the answer and accept that the answer might not be quite as simple as we would have liked, then we'll learn something by asking. The most successful student is the one who asks his teachers intelligent questions, not the students who idly sit by and feel bored because they can't be bothered to think. Now, the younger brother in this little story had at least found one way of getting what he wanted when he said his prayer. We might not think that was the proper use of prayer, but at least the young man had discovered an important fact, that if you want something, whether it's a present or a piece of information like, you know, could you tell me the time, or how do I get to Fout from here, your chances of getting an answer are infinitely greater if you ask someone than if you don't. Their answer might be yes or no, or ask me later, or I don't know. But if you don't ask at all, the likelihood of getting an answer is zero. Now, in the case of asking God for something, whether it's healing or guidance or something material, people often remark that if God knows everything about me already, what's the point in asking? Why does he just give me what I want without me having to tell him what he already knows? Now, certainly, Jesus could see that the man in front of him was a leper and he needed healing. Jesus did not need the man to ask. The answer lies in trying to see things from God's point of view as well as our own. Think of your own experience as fathers or mothers or grandparents, and then apply that to God himself. Isn't it true that we as parents attach a lot of importance to our children learning to ask for things rather than just expecting them to happen? And we take it a step further in teaching them to ask nicely, and still further by learning to say thank you if the request is granted, or not to throw a tantrum if it isn't. So that's four very important lessons which are learned by asking things. If parents try to anticipate everything our children wanted or needed without them ever having to ask, which is what some people expect God to do, just think of what deformed personalities they would grow into. Now, of course, it's true that we as parents, and God as our Father in heaven, do have to anticipate some of the things that our children need and give them before they ask. We don't ask, we don't wait for a baby to ask to be taken to the doctor for her immunizations. We just take them and get it done. And so too, of course, with God, as one prayer puts it, He knows our necessities before we ask and our ignorance in asking. And He gives us a great many of our needs before we even become aware of them. But the principle is still there. Learning to ask nicely, learning to say thank you, and learning to accept the response, yes, no, not yet. These are experiences that we can only learn by doing them. And then by doing them over and over again until they become a habit. Now, Jesus asked a great deal of things from his Father. He taught his disciples to do the same. In the pattern of prayer that he gives us, the Our Father, or the Lord's Prayer, as we call it, there are no less than 7 requests built into that prayer. And if he hadn't meant us to pray, then presumably he wouldn't have given us prayer at all. And if he hadn't meant for us to ask God for things, then he wouldn't have made that part of the pattern of prayer that he gives us, which consists largely of asking for things. But Jesus' teaching about prayer didn't begin and end with giving a pattern call. He stressed the need to persevere. He told us to pray for ordinary things, like daily bread, or deliverance from what is harmful. He set us an example of getting up early in the morning, going into a silent prayer place, and then praying until daybreak. In his prayers, he attached particular importance to the fact that what we ask should be perfectly in line with his Father's will. Not my will, but thy will be done. He certainly didn't look at prayer as a shortcut to loving and doing our duty to God or our neighbor. Our duty to other people easily involves more than just remembering them in our prayers, good though those prayers may be, but it starts with prayer. Now, there are very many other questions that we should and could ask about prayer. The important thing is to remember that asking questions is an essential part of being a disciple or a learner. That's one of the things that the clergy are here for. If the answer you get from me doesn't seem satisfactory, then ask one of your fellow Christians that happens to be a person of prayer. If they can't help, maybe the answer lies in a book, of which many thousands have been written on the subject of prayer. You know, after all, if you were seriously ill, you wouldn't think twice before going and seeing a specialist who was reputed to be able to cure you, even though he worked on the other side of the country. That's what naming is. One thing is quite certain. The more you inquire, the more you learn. And the more you learn, the more you practice.